Baptism is. It's one of those moments in time that we feel God's fingerprints and God's blessings on us. Let's have a word of prayer. Gracious Lord, we thank you for Ava and for Eleanor. We thank you for their families who have gathered here today. We thank you for all their friends who are present here today. We thank you for these promises that you have made on their behalf, and promises made by parents and godparents as well, that these children will be raised with Jesus Christ as their friend and their Savior. And so it's on this day when we celebrate all kinds of joy that we celebrate the joy of baptism. In your name, amen. So I was at a softball game this last Monday night, and one of my teammates, they call me the Rev because word got out that I'm a pastor, and many of them know I'm a pastor here at Good Shepherd, and they said, "Hey, Rev, what's going on at Good Shepherd this week? Something special?" And I said, "Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Vacation Bible School week. We've got 502 students registered for Vacation Bible School, and it's incredible." And he said, "Well, I thought there must have been something. Wow, that's a lot of kids. I wondered about that because, you see, at a little after noon today, I was at McDonald's and a swarm, and I mean a swarm of kids all came in wearing the same T-shirts with a God message on the front and Good Shepherd on the sleeve. I knew there must be something going on. I used that as a platform to tell him all about what was going on through Vacation Bible School here at Good Shepherd this week, including the themes and the fact that a lot of the kids are members of Good Shepherd, but many of the kids are members of the community, don't even, some cases, have a church home. But we welcome them all, and they're learning about Jesus, and it's an incredible, incredible thing. And so as I told him about that, I actually kind of chronicled some of the themes for Vacation Bible School, and those themes are going to serve as the outline for the message today. Life is wild. God is good. Now, the kids get it, so this is going to be a participatory message today. Kids will lead, and I'm sure the bright ones among you will follow. When I say a phrase, the kids are going to know to respond, "God is good." So life is wild. God is good. Yeah, all the time. God is good. So the five themes of Vacation Bible School were these. When life is unfair, God is good. When life is scary, God is good. When life changes, God is good. When life is sad, God is good. And when life is good, God is good. Yeah, that's going to be a theme. You know, as we unfolded those themes, we focused those themes in parallel with their lives and with the book of Exodus. There's this incredible book in the Bible known as Exodus. It's the second book in the Bible. And I tell you, it's such a good book. It's fascinating reading. In fact, they have made movies out of this book. You'll want to go home and read these stories for yourselves. We're not going to go through the whole book, but snatches of the stories today, because we paralleled those stories from the Bible with the stories that were going on in the children's lives, the leaders' lives as well. So when we talked about when life is unfair, God is good, we talked about how unfair life was for the Israelites. For example, they had been down in Egypt for a very long time, hundreds of years. And as a significant portion of that time, Pharaoh had made them slaves. It was totally unfair. At one point in their life together, God called Moses to be a leader and to lead his people out of slavery, out of Egypt. So he went to Pharaoh, and he demanded that Pharaoh would, I think perhaps at first he just asked, but later on he demanded, "Let my people go." And not only did Pharaoh not let the people go, he made life even more miserable for the people. He made making the bricks that they were required as slaves to make as difficult as he possibly could, yet expected the same number and the same quality to be produced. He made their life miserable. Moses and the people said, "Whoa, We're trying to follow your will. You asked us, God, to ask Pharaoh to release us, and now life has gotten worse. And God basically said in this story, read it for yourselves in Exodus, said it's going to get even worse before it gets good. But stay in there, because God is good, and I'm going to be with you. And eventually, Pharaoh relented. But before that, there were all kinds of unfair things going on. I got to tell you, my heart was touched this week as one of our band members, Sean. There's a lot of us who could look at Sean's life because of his health issues and say, wow, that's unfair. Yet Sean used his iPad to be part of the percussion section and lead us in singing each and every day, and he was phenomenal. When life is unfair, God is good. And Sean portrayed that every day through Vacation Bible School. He was an inspiration to oh so many of us. The very first day of Vacation Bible School, one of the kids who has a food allergy, another kid accidentally, I think it was accidentally, took his snack. Well, of course, the child whose snack had been eaten came to the leader and said, "That's unfair." And the leader said, "Well, God is good." I don't think the child was convinced at first. And this is real stuff, folks. I mean, I know if somebody was messing with my snacks, I would get pretty upset. I would say, "That's unfair." Well, the leader not only said God is good, but the leader resolved the issue and they took care of it. But they saw that issue as an unfair issue, but because God is good, it got resolved. After the Israelites were released from slavery, they had all kinds of food issues going on in the wilderness. There were lots of times when it felt like life was unfair, but God was good. And every step of the way, God guided them. There was all kinds of real stuff, real life situations going on in the lives of our kids in which our leaders grappled with those. And so I wonder of you today, are there some situations in your life where it feels like life is unfair? Is it fair that someone gets picked for a position or a team or a job that you really wanted and you thought you were better qualified for? Is that fair? Is it fair when you really wanted that team or that position or that job so much and you'd been working toward it and yet you got passed over? Is that fair? Is it fair when someone we really care about or love gets a bad diagnosis? That happened this week. One of our faithful Vacation Bible School leaders worked in the kitchen the first 2 days and then had a health episode. Went into the hospital and they discovered a serious health condition. And she could have said, "Life is unfair." But instead, she echoed the theme of Vacation Bible School. And when someone suggested to her, "Life is unfair," she said, "God is good." And that's the attitude with which she approached and is approaching her diagnosis. There was a steady stream of friends who believe that God is good, and they were and have been supporting her every step of the way because they too believe that when life is unfair, God is good. Is it fair that there are children in this world who don't have enough to eat or don't have clean water or don't have educational opportunities? Our kids took a very generous offering, very generous. And at the end of this service, or at the end of this message, you're going to get to hear the total. I wanted to tell you the total because I was so excited. And it's so unfair, really unfair, that I don't get to tell that total. But when life is unfair, God is good. So you're going to hear it. So wait for it. Wait for it. You're going to hear this generous total of what our kids. In fact, one of the parents said, "You know what? We don't have any loose change left in our house. Our children have discovered and confiscated every loose coin, and it now is at Vacation Bible School. It's going to feed hungry children. It's going to promote filtered water so that children in Africa can get clean water. It's going to help with educational opportunities. So the parents said, how could I say no? Because God is good. The Bible says this about that theme. The Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. That spirit was constantly present over and over and over again. Kids and leaders alike experienced that God was good when life is unfair. Day two had us focusing upon when life is scary, God is good. So here's the episode in the life of the Israelites. They had all kinds of episodes where life was scary, but one was after they were finally released from captivity, from slavery, Pharaoh had a weak moment and let them go. And Moses and Aaron led them all the way to the Red Sea when they realized that Pharaoh had had a change of heart and he was bearing down on them with his whole army. His whole army was bearing down on them. Now they were in this predicament. Pharaoh's army bearing down on them from behind, the Red Sea in front of them. When life is scary, God is good. And so God allowed Moses to stick his staff into the water, separate the Red Sea, and they passed to safety. Reminds me of that story from Sunday school. We would call it Sparks, where the kid came home from Sunday school. He was so excited from Sparks. He was so excited. And his dad, who was a real skeptic, never went to church, was a real skeptic, said, well, what did you learn today? And he told him the Red Sea story, all about how God had spared the Israelites by allowing them to walk through the Red Sea, and how God had then drowned the Egyptian army in the waters. And he said, son, he said, it didn't really happen that way. I've been doing a lot of research, and I know it's real possible. It's real possible. Dad was a skeptic. It's real possible there might have been a sandbar there. The prevailing winds from the east that time of year caused the waters, the tides, to be really, really low. Probably at most maybe 8 inches, maybe 10 inches of water. So what do you think about that now? The kid said, wow, God is so awesome. I can't believe that God could drown the whole Egyptian army in 8 inches of water. When life is scary, God is good. There were all kinds of situations where life was scary. One of the mothers of one of our leaders fell the night before Vacation Bible School started, broke her hip, had to go in for surgery. That can be scary. But the daughter gave her mom a God is watching bracelet. And she was wearing that bracelet when she went in for surgery. And it gave her great comfort knowing that God was watching. One of the first things she said when she came out of surgery was, is my bracelet still on? It was. And the response was similar to, when life is scary, God is good. Today, we have 5 baptisms here at Good Shepherd. You've seen Ava and Eleanor be baptized today. 3 more baptisms at the next service. You should know that Ava's has a cousin who went through a really scary time in his life. In fact, this cousin of Ava's, before this cousin, we know him as Asher, was born, he had only at one point a 5% chance of survival. 5% chance of survival. He had 4 medical procedures even before he was born. Amazing medical technology. 4 medical procedures on little Asher before he was born. And he was born. And it's incredible. In fact, Asher's here today. And there he is. There's Asher. And because of what Asher went through, he had some kidney problems. And his mom, Carrie, lovingly, last summer about this time, donated her kidney for Asher. And he has life now because of that. And he's had some more medical problems. And the doctors are convinced that they know what to do and to help him with those. So when life is scary, God is good. And it was just last Sunday that Carrie came up to me and said, you know what? I can hardly wait for next year when Asher can come to Vacation Bible School. One of our band members, Stevie P, has leukemia. He's been battling it now for some time. And it's a very scary situation for Stevie and for his wife, Kelsey, and for his father, Greg, and mother, Sylvia, and all their family, his brother, Matt. It's a tough time. But Stevie P is handling this in the spirit of when life is scary, God is good. The Bible tells us this in Psalm 23. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Day 3 of Vacation Bible School brought our focus to be when life changes, God is good. So the Israelites, after they left captivity down in Egypt, after that time frame, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. It brought back brought into their lives all kinds of changes. They had been for hundreds of years down in Egypt. They were familiar with life in Egypt. It wasn't good life, but it was familiar life. These changes were difficult, but they went forward trusting that when life changes, God is good, and God provided food, and God provided water, and God provided for their needs because it was a scary situation which they trusted in God. We have a lot of kids who have either moved right before Vacation Bible School or are planning moves right after Vacation Bible School. In fact, two of our leaders, Mary Beth Hershey and Roseanne Holman, are leaving as their families have gotten great job opportunities in other states. And we're so grateful for your opportunity, but we're going to miss you so much. God has blessed us through you. And because Vacation Bible School was so important, Mary Beth and Roseanne said, we're not leaving before Vacation Bible School. So even though their families are in the midst of change, in the midst of moving, God is good. And God has been with us, and God will be with you. And we know you've promised to come back and visit. Vacation Bible School dates, I don't know if they've been set yet for next year or not. When life changes, God is good. The Bible says, give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. His faithful love endures forever. Day 4 had us coping with and working on when life is sad, God is good. You know, there were a lot of sad moments that the kids told about in their lives this week, different things that had happened. In fact, the spouse of one of our members passed away on Wednesday of this week, right, during that Vacation Bible School time. And as we spent time together as family around the bedside of that spouse, they were very sad. All the family was gathered together. But they approached everything that was going on with the attitude that when life is sad, God is good. That's how they were living it. One of the emails I got this week said this: my favorite moment of Vacation Bible School happened on Thursday. That's the day we studied this theme. It was during Bible time when students were able to learn about Jesus dying on the cross and the joy. And although that was sad, very sad, the joy that this sign of love brought to the world because of God's plan, the students were given a dark rock representing sin in their lives. They were able to literally bring their rocks and lay it at the foot of the cross. After that, each small group came back together, and the leaders were able to draw a cross on the students' hands. I was able to tell each student that they are a child of God and their sins are forgiven. That was especially powerful for me in that moment when one student in my group who does not go to church said that this was the first time they had ever heard about Jesus and the message of salvation. His prayer is that that seed planted during VBS will be a seed that continues to grow and grow in their lives. When life is sad, God is good. The Bible tells us this: the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. The Lord was close to those who were suffering and sad because of Jesus' death. The Lord was close to that spouse and her family this last week. Finally, day five focused on our attention on when life is good, God is good. One of the joys of Vacation Bible School was the incredible number of students that God brought to VBS this year. 502 students, 240 adult and student leaders, and a very, very generous offering, the amount of which I'm not allowed to tell you because you'll hear it later, warmed my heart. Leaders said things like this: what meant so much to me was how the Bible stories reached into the lives of kids and me. What reached me, another said, was the morning singing of Vacation Bible School songs in our home, in the car, to church, and back home again after baseball. Another said, I wish that I'd done this sooner. In fact, two different individuals said that, and they're already hoping to be part of VBS next year. One of the leaders said, kids coming in each morning and showing their leader the Bible verses they'd read at home with their parents the night before. And then another said, my three-year-old is the one who taught me the motions to the songs. On Thursday, when the salvation story was shared, the comment was made, you know, this is a really big deal. Teacher said, yes, this is a really big deal. Because when life is good, God is good. Then there was this letter from Maddie, which touched my heart. I want to say thank you so much for leading Vacation Bible School. She addressed this to Bethany. This was my first year being a Vacation Bible School leader. Even though I've been a member of Good Shepherd for a while, it exceeded my expectations. I truly believe that God pushed me out of my comfort zone to lead this year, because I went into it by myself and without having any previous experience. For the few days that I led, I loved seeing God reach so many people. Whether it was the leaders being extra helpful or watching the kids' faces light up and their interest in learning, I loved meeting the kids in my group and my co-leader. I learned so much, and I saw my faith continue to grow through this experience. I'm definitely planning to be back next year. The Bible says, remember the Lord who is great and glorious. Yes, Vacation Bible School was a wild, crazy week. But when life is wild, God is good. What warmed my heart so much was not only the numbers, not only the leaders as well as the kids, not only the generosity of the offering, which is fantastic. What also warmed my heart, was the reach of VBS into our community. A community where 60% is still unchurched. And to watch God transforming the lives of so many, including our own members who go through moments of being spiritually distracted, to see how that reach and God's transformation made such an incredible difference. So I'm going to pray for us now. And as I do, I'm going to invite the band to come back up and the singers to come back up. And as we pray, we're going to do it VBS style. You can repeat after me, if you would, today. So let's bow our heads and pray together. Dear God, thank you. For when life is wild, God is good. When life is unfair, God is good. When life is scary, God is good. When life changes, God is good. When life is sad, God is still good. And when life is good, God is good. Amen. So today, in just a moment, we're going to receive Holy Communion. It's a gift from God that demonstrates for us God's goodness. It's a gift from God that demonstrates God's salvation plan, which is oh so good. And we receive this gift with thankful hearts. So in preparation for communion today, we sing this song of thanksgiving.